Andrew Russo will be here on the 7th. That's this Saturday.
Correct.
At 7:30 p.m. in Epley Auditorium. And he's quite an interesting fellow. He's not only a musician, he's a politician. He ran for the New York State Senate.
On a dare from one of his friends.
Is that how that
and
began?
He was complaining about the state of politics in New York, and one of his friends basically goaded him into running for New York State Senate, and he almost won.
He's here as a pianist and
a Grammy-nominated artist nonetheless.
And such an interesting musician. His performance at the Van Cliburn, he's known for these alternative techniques.
George Crumb's Little Suite for Christmas, which required inside of the piano manipulations.
And was he the only person to do that sort of performance at the Van Cliburn?
There may have been others since, but he was the first one, yes.
Did it raise some eyebrows?
Very much so. There was a public TV special on the competition that year, and you can see the puzzled looks on the judges' faces when Andy gets up and starts reaching inside the piano. It's kind of trespassing in sacred territory almost.
That is not what he'll be doing this time. I guess he's also done some interesting things before we get into his program. I've not heard of Jacob TV before, but the Body of Your Dreams.
Body of Your Dreams on Dutch TV. It's
which loops body image pitches from an infomercial.
That's right. It's sort of a takeoff on the advertisements for these exercise machines that promise you all sorts of things in minutes per day. And Jacob TV wrote this piece to go along with it. It goes along with the soundtrack from an infomercial type thing. It's hilarious to watch and very entertaining to listen to.
You've heard about that. You've heard about that.
I saw that.
And you're not even sweating.
But for the program at Morningside, he's going back to, starting with
back to basics,
Domenico Scarlatti.
This program, he's really gone back to the standard repertoire, and I think it should really be fun to hear him do more of that. The Scarlatti sonatas are probably the most successful pieces transcribed from the harpsichord repertoire for the modern piano. They make use of real transparent textures and approaches to keyboard writing that kind of anticipates the classical styles of Haydn and Mozart. And Scarlatti manages to blend that with some Spanish influences, folk styles, and dance rhythms of Spain.
I've noticed that there have been a lot of pianists who've been putting out albums of Scarlatti of late. And I've seen it on other programs of people that have performed at the recital, so he seems to be gaining
There's a real resurgence of interest in Scarlatti's music, and I mean, there's so much to choose from. He wrote over 550 of these small binary form sonatas, and they're very enjoyable pieces to listen to. Probably one of Scarlatti's most famous sonatas is his Sonata in E Major, which Andy will be opening the program with.
Yeah, that one is very delicate.
Sort of in a miniature sort of way reminds me of the court music that probably accompanied some of the scenes that he would be very familiar with. His patron and pupil was Princess Maria Barbara of Portugal and Spain, and so he was very familiar with those kinds of sounds.
And then that gets to sort of the centerpiece of the program, Schumann's Kinderszenen.
Yeah, scenes from childhood. Probably Schumann embodied the ideals of musical romanticism as well as any composer that ever lived. He said that they were souvenirs for those who have grown up. And so he wasn't necessarily intending them for children, but for those who were fondly remembering their childhood. And when you think about it in that way, they're really poignant, absolutely gorgeous miniatures.
Clara wrote that these were some of her favorite works that he had written.
And
but the complex feelings that they involved were so powerful.
That's right. And some of them, I think, were written specifically for her.
Another great musician that they inspired or that loved them was Liszt, who said he played them two or three times a week to his daughter. fortunately for us, I can use that as a segue, because he'll also be playing a work of Liszt.
That's right. Actually, two works by Liszt.
That's correct.
Sonnet, the Petrarch Sonnet 104 and the Valet d'Obermann. The Sonetto 104 is inspired by a Petrarch sonnet titled I Find No Peace. And it's really, in the poem, the poet is dwelling on the confused state that love has placed him in. He feels imprisoned yet free, but he's suffering from an unrequited infatuation and kind of caught in an emotional trap of his own making and kind of enjoying the misery that it's put him in a way. It's a very dramatic work. I hope no poets analyze my comments about Petrarch. It's a very dramatic work, full of, you know, very declamatory type statements, and then these meaningful pauses here and there, cadenza-like passages. It's a very beautiful piece. Despite all the agitation and passion in the work, it kind of winds up and resolves itself in a very prayer-like, quiet, final cadence. Mm-hmm. Beautiful piece.
Seems like a lot of these pieces that he's put together here have that a sense of character and a sense of a sort of a sweet nostalgia in it.
I think Liszt at his best. We think of the virtuosity and the difficulty in Liszt's music all the time, but there's an elegance and an intensity of personal expression about it that's really quite striking. And I think these are wonderful poetic pieces.
Chopin's pieces finish the program, and those are always poetic in themselves. I mean, such poetry in his works. And the barcarolle begins the second half of the program.
Well, a barcarolle is really a Venetian boat song, and there aren't a lot of them. And this is the only one that Chopin wrote, and there aren't very many that are on this scale. Mendelssohn wrote a few barcarolles and several other composers, but they're a little bit smaller scale works, and this is kind of a remarkable piece for the small amount of thematic and harmonic material that he weaves this incredible composition on. It's based on a rather repetitive figure that sort of depicts, I suppose, the lapping of the water up against the boat. And the Berceuse is a little bit the same way, in that it just basically builds on a simple harmonic progression, a five chord going to a one, dominant to tonic, just back and forth. And a Berceuse is really a cradle song or a lullaby. And Chopin starts out with this very quietly rocking harmonic figure and then states a simple melody that just keeps getting embellished and more embellished with all these intricate filigree type passages. And it's just absolutely exquisite.
Thank you so much, Jim, for coming in and talking with me again.
Thanks.
I've been talking with Dr. James March, professor of music at Morningside College. Andrew Russo's recital will be this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in Epley Auditorium. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Mark Munger.